The Deepening Deception, October 27, 2020. Many places have accepted the right to die law on euthanasia. The elderly are placed in old people's homes, neglected, dehydrated, starved, and then they die. Today, the war is for control of the world by three groups of serpents who want to cut 90% of the world population by 2024. Euthanasia reflects a death wish culture which has been conditioned into their minds. They are losing their survival instinct by constantly thinking of and discussing death. The first invaders to Turtle Island were the French, English, and Spanish. After World War II, five countries got the atom bomb to kill people: US, UK, France, Russia, and China. Now others are fighting to have it too. It's a capitalist game. The instinct for self-preservation is being phased out or numbed. The human race is walking around thinking they're going to die. The death wish culture is implanted in education, entertainment, books, media, discussions on the radio, workplace environment, video games to train the killers to bomb from afar, hopelessness rhetoric, etc. People casually talk about wanting to die when their lives are unsatisfactory or don't meet the fake standards set by the capitalist system. Pills are sold for all kinds of imagined newfangled ailments. Pills are made for anti-depression medications that aren't working. To make more money, the pharmaceutical industry want people to die slowly by unnaturally destroying their organs, especially the liver. Racial hatred is one of the most useful tools. Almost everybody hates somebody for imagined reasons. On the surface, they're told it isn't nice to hate, which their conditioned hatred ends up destroying them on the inside. They don't know natives and our rights, but they hate us. We do not intend to hurt anybody. The government wants us to be obedient and out of their way. Our stance makes it difficult for them to keep genociding us with impunity. They created fears of us based on manufactured lies. When they attack and dispossess us, they brag about it and teach how dangerous we are. This is military training. During World War II, they were taught to hate the Germans and the Japanese. Later, they were taught to love them, but not us, because they're not done with us. We constantly challenge their systematic hatred by saying we want peace and not to fight or hurt anyone. Peace is difficult when violence is always being used against us. We refuse to attack them, but we'll defend ourselves, as is our human right. They are turning their aggression inwardly and tearing themselves apart. Seeing us and our continued existence stirs up their guilt. We're in their way. The serpents say we are an inconvenient truth. In 1974, Henry Kissinger said that 90% of the world's population are useless eaters. So the UN enacted Agenda 21 and Agenda 30 to depopulate the world. The European environment was destroyed. They invaded us. Guyana de Goa, the Great Peace, and Two Row Principles are the basis of our existence and jurisdiction to preserve nature on Turtle Island. Their ways are empty and unnatural, based on a systemic hatred culture to sustain themselves. The Guyana de Goa, the Great Peace, is based on Kaneru Kwatsra, the strongest medicine in the world. Hatred interferes with straight thinking. Minds are put out of balance and confused. COVID stirs up fear about dying. Every day, the capitalist system puts out dire death and case statistics which can't be verified. It's difficult to fight this underlying wish or fear of dying. Traumatic experiences make people either try harder to survive or give up. The goal of residential and day schools was to program self-defeat, hopelessness, and demoralization in the native people. It failed because of our closeness to the natural world. The invaders are confused about their purpose for being here, where they don't belong. They can't find meaning in their meaningless existence. Some are running to nature but can't find it. Their lives and deaths are still controlled by the capitalists. Everybody is tired of the virus, but the virus has not lost interest in us. People wait to be told what to do instead of using their minds. Put on your mask, wash your hands, stand 6 feet apart. Don't go to parties today, 6 people only in your group. Answer to a bell like an animal. Wait for the clock to run your life. Everybody gets asked, do you have a fever, headache, diarrhea, lost taste buds, shortness of breath, flu-like symptoms, or a death in the family? We're constantly monitored and threatened with fines and jail time for not following these rules. When the government serpent grabs somebody by the throat, it gradually tightens its grip and squeezes the life out of the victim. The world is like a serpent that has wrapped itself around the human race. People don't know how to fight the serpent that hides behind the virus. Then it comes out and snaps its tail with a death blow. Humans are made to think they have no choice. The largest, most powerful multinational concentration of power is the pharmaceutical industry, controlled by the serpents that are squeezing the life out of humans. They make more money when they put a slow death stranglehold on the human race. Few are hearing the truth. Their goal is to crush the human spirit with an unknown vaccination program that might turn us into GMOs. The human spirit can win. The truth is there, but we're not supposed to see or find it. It's a secret puzzle that hypnotizes everybody. Time to open our eyes, use our minds, and follow our natural instincts. The truth will rise up and show us how to survive. Hitler said the biggest weapon is to make up the biggest lie and tell it over and over again. The biggest lie will rule the world when told enough times. The only way to defeat a big lie is by grabbing and spilling out the whole truth. Don't let the COVID serpent win. Rumors of our extinction are greatly exaggerated. The world COVID hypnotic spell has entered like a worm that bores a hole inside us and forms a nest. The absolute truth can remove this worm from the subconscious. The best lesson in kindergarten was about lying. Anything based on a lie will always be a lie, no matter how many other lies are told or time passes to back it up. It will always be a lie. Freddie Mercury sings the truth in his song, Liar. I have sinned, dear Father. Father, I have sinned. Try and help me, Father. Won't you let me in? Liar. Oh, nobody believes me. Liar. Then why don't you leave me alone?